Check. Hi. Welcome to the Vera Project stage. This stage and Folklife Festival is sponsored in part by Hollow Earth Radio and MF Magazine. So, just a quick word from our sponsors. Hollow Earth Radio is a community-run online radio station that presents a forum for music, sounds, and perspectives commonly underrepresented by the media. We focus on forgotten music, found sound, field recordings, local musicians, bedroom recordings, paranormal encounters, dreams, storytelling, and things of that ilk. Our DJs play whatever they want. To find out more about nonprofit radio and get involved, go to www.hollowearth.com. So the next artist that we have getting ready to go on, I'm sure you guys, it got packed in here pretty quick, so you guys are going to be excited to see what we got going on next. These ladies are here all the way from Ottawa, Canada. And I'm going to try this. Nukarik. Did I say it correctly? Okay. So let's give a big warm welcome in a true Folklife way to these ladies. Thank you.
Thank you. Nakumik.
My name is Karen, and this is my sister Kathy. And we are Nukarik.
We're going to be demonstrating some throat singing and some drumming for you guys today. Throat singing was traditionally done by two women, and they would face each other, imitating sounds that they heard around them, like tools and animals and nature.
It's a friendly competition, so whoever stops or laughs first is the loser. And because we're sisters, we like to compete.
Yeah, yeah. So far, what are we? I'm like 2-0 for you. This is a basic sound that a lot of people start out learning. And you'll hear that there's a lot of changes in this song. And that's because my sister, who's going to be leading, is going to be making these changes. And me, as the follower, I have to follow with the same sound. So once it starts going fast, you can really tell how quickly the sounds change. Different parts, our breathing, our voice, and our throat. If you guys want to come on in, there's lots of room right here in the front if you just want to swing on in. The sound that really demonstrates the importance of breathing is called the polar bear and the wolf. And the sound that we make is so going on the way out, you go and then to breathe in, you go. And you want to make sure that you breathe out as much as you breathe in, or else you get a little lightheaded. So we'll see how long we go. Ha 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 ha.
It's exciting to learn new sounds and songs, and that was one of the songs I really, really was excited to learn. And every time I'd always laugh because it just sounds so funny. But this next one's called Anori, the Song of the Wind. And just listen to the tune.
Has four parts. The first part sounds like this. The second. The third. And the last one. These four sounds together, it makes the song of the river. If you guys want to come in, there's lots of room right over here, so you don't have to stand in the door. The river. First hear throat singing, they think that one person is doing the high part and the other is doing the low part, but we're actually doing the same sound, just offset from each other to create the rhythm of the song. And in Seagulls, this is a song, an imitation of the Seagulls, and is our mother's favorite song, and it's also a song that we really like because being sisters, we really like to compete on this one. You'll notice near the end that it goes pretty darn fast.
Nathan, and he's 8, and he's going to come join us on our drumming session here. You want to say hi?
Hi.
So we're using an Inuit drum called Kilautik in Inuktitut, and traditionally it would have been made out of caribou skin stretched across driftwood, but nowadays we have access to a lot of different materials, and we're using a nylon on oak wood here. And we hit the side of the rim, not the middle, so the sound resonates better. And we're using a stick covered with leather, so it softens the blow on the wood. So our first song is called Inuksululu, which is piles of rock. Does anyone know what an Inukshuk is? Besides piles of rock, have you seen some? Yeah.
All right.
Vancouver, you know, Winter Games are coming up, so they use that image. And they're used to help people cross the tundra. And there's, in most places above the circle, Arctic Circle, there is no trees. There might be hills and mountains. But in some places, they mainly use Inukshuks to travel. And it might also be a good hunting spot or camping spot. And that just a symbol to help people travel and get around. So, Inuksululu.
Once upon a time, there was an Inukshuk not too far from here. Imakali Tematavani Inuksululu. It was over a hill, and it would disappear and reappear again. Ungatani Ayayaktu Taku Twahuni. You can hear something, and the Inukshuk suddenly starts talking to you. Tusakalata mini mini unikatsil hayamiyu. You pop up and look around, and the Inukshuk suddenly disappears again. Humuli satilunga amuli hayamiyu. Imahali taimatalvani inuksulu alu. Ungatani ayayatu taku.
Yukshuk where it is on the land. Nunaina mi satilunga, nunaina mi kayamiyu.
In the high Arctic, it's 24-hour darkness during the winter time. For about 4 to 6 months, depending on where, how high you are above the Arctic Circle. And in Baffin Island, they sing this song called Kuviasulupunga. And in Inuktitut, that means I'm happy to be alive. The sun returns after a long, dark winter as a sliver on the horizon, and they celebrate the return of the sun with this song.
Thanks, Nathan. That was a great job. Let's give him a hand. Let it go. Many of the throat songs that you've been hearing are very deep guttural sounds. In the geographic center of Canada, which is a remote Inuit community called Baker Lake, the style of throat singing there is much lighter, more in the mouth area. And this is the love song.
Thank you.
So, I mentioned before that the two sounds that we make are offset from each other to create the rhythm of the song and that it's the same sound. But in the mosquito, the leader has a different sound from the follower. The leader's sound is like this. And my sound, the follower, is And when you put those two sounds together, it's the song of the mosquito. And there's only three vowels in this language. It's A, I, and U. And we say them A, I, U. And we've made a contemporary song. There's some girls up north who created this song, and it's A, I, U. I'm going to be leading, so you'll hear a lot of changes. And that's just me trying to throw off my sister and win.
Stories behind this next song, and it's called Chimilawapik. In Inuktitut, that means poor little puppy. There was a little girl that had a runt puppy of a pack, and she wanted this puppy to be the leader of the dog team one day. So she created him this song, Chimilawapik, poor little puppy. Me There's one really long sound in that song, which I learned from Alice Tulagok in Puvonatuk, and it goes like this. And that's when you take a breath.
This is one of Karen's favorite songs. Amma ulu a.
Amma ulu ulu song, and we want to say thank you to the festival organizers for inviting us here. I hope you've enjoyed the festival so far. There's so many interesting musicians out there. It's great. And we're really thankful and happy to be here sharing our culture and music with you. This one we created a few years ago, and we sang it to our father. You'll probably recognize the tune if you've seen our show before or bought our CD from our website, but you'll probably recognize it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.